You're listening to SBS News.
They were expecting a protest, but nothing like this.
In this bulletin, violence erupts in the United States as protesters storm the Capitol building.
That was how SBS reported on one of the least expected incidents, a mob of thousands of people forcing their way into the US Capitol building, threatening politicians and trying to overturn the results of the presidential election. The memories of that day have not gone away. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
The insurrection was an assault not only on the building, but on the democracy itself, which that day was on the brink of catastrophe.
The violence erupted after thousands of Trump supporters, fresh from the angry rhetoric of a speech from the man himself in the shadow of the Washington Monument, flooded the Capitol grounds on the very day Congress was to certify the election results. Factions of them pushed past a meager and overmatched security perimeter and stormed the Capitol building. Trump flags and Confederate symbols were on full display as they attacked Capitol police officers, smashed windows and hammered on barricaded doors, some with terrified staffers cowering on the other side. 5 people died, scores of police were injured, and $1.5 million in damage was caused to the buildings in the first major attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The warnings of history are clear. When democracies are in danger, it often starts with a mob. That's what happened a year ago, here in this building, a mob attack. And for mob violence to win the day, it doesn't need everyone to join in. It just needs a critical mass of people to stay out of the way, to ignore it, to underestimate it, to excuse it, and even condone it.
Vice President Kamala Harris compares the violent day to other tragic dates that she said echo throughout history, citing 9/11 and the attack on Pearl Harbor in the Second World War.
What the extremists who roamed these halls targeted was not only the lives of elected leaders. What they sought to degrade and destroy was not only a building, hallowed as it is. What they were assaulting were the institutions, the values, the ideals that generations of Americans have marched, picketed, and shed blood to establish and defend. On January 6th, we all saw what our nation would look like if the forces who seek to dismantle our democracy are successful. The lawlessness, the violence, the chaos.
But perhaps the most critical remarks come from the man that Donald Trump claimed to have stolen the election. Speaking in Statuary Hall, one of several spots in the Capitol where rioters swarmed a year ago and interrupted the electoral count, President Biden blamed former President Trump for what happened.
The former President of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle, because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest, and because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. He can't accept he lost, even though that's what 93 United States senators, his own attorney general, his own vice president, governors and state officials in every battleground state have all said he lost.
The president was also critical of the supporters of Donald Trump, who have worked to downplay the insurrection.
Former president's supporters are trying to rewrite history. They want you to see Election Day as the day of insurrection. And the riot that took place here on January 6th as a true expression of the will of the people. Can you think of a more twisted way to look at this country, to look at America? I cannot. Here's the truth. The election of 2020 was the greatest demonstration of democracy in the history of this country. More of you voted in that election than have ever voted in all of American history. Over 150 million Americans went to the polls and voted that day. In a pandemic.
Historian Joe Meacham says the events of a year ago show how fragile a democracy can be.
A democracy is the manifestation of all of us. So our habits of heart and mind matter enormously. And what you saw a year ago today was the worst instincts of both human nature and American politics, which was the will to power over the idea of equality and the rule of law taking precedence.
Almost every Republican on Capitol Hill was absent from the remembrance events. Alan Lee, SBS News.